We're doing Gemara Brachos. We're up to Daf Yud Alef Amud Alef, the two dots in the middle of the page. Tanu Rabbanan, Tetilenu Umrim, Din Bekurin, Yoshvin Bekurin, Matin Bekurin, Ochlin Baderch Bekurin. One may read Shema when he's standing, sitting, leaning, walking. Osin Lachtan Bekurin. A person could even read Shema when he's doing his work. Maaseb Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah. The story goes with Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Shayum Subin b'Mekom Echad. They were leaning someplace. They were both leaning down. Vayar b'Shimon Mute. They were having a meal someplace. Rabbi Shimon was leaning. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Zakuf. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was standing. Kevan shegezman kriyat Shema. Hitar Rabbi Elazar. Came time for the nighttime Shema. Rabbi Elazar laid down. Zakaf Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Shimon stood up to read his Shema. Amar lo Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah l'Rabbi Ishmael. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said to Rabbi Ishmael, Ishmael achi, brother Ishmael, em sholach ha-mashal l'ma d'var d'me. I'll tell you what this is similar to what just happened here. Mashal echad shomrim lo zakancham gudal. It's like a guy that they tell him, you know, your beard is so beautiful and long. Amar lehem, and he says, oh, you like my beard? Yeh k'neged mashchitim, so I'll shave it off. What does that mean? Af kach, that's what happened here. All the time, I'm standing, you're lying down. Now, it's as though I'm praising your way. You were about to reach my laying down. So I lay down, I was going to be just like you. It's as though I'm praising the way you were doing things. So you stood up. Well, what's going on here? What did you stand up for? Amalo, Sir Rabbi Shmuel answered, I did like Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you could read Shema in any position, standing, sitting, lying. The nighttime Shema does not have to be said in lying position. But you, when you lay down to read the nighttime Shema, you were doing like Beis Shammai says. Beis Shammai says you have to be laying when you say the nighttime Shema. Not only that, but the students might see what you just did, and then they'll say, that's the halacha, that's it. The rabbis, you see the rabbi laid down. The halacha is like Beis Shammai. You have to lie down to read Shema. So I couldn't let the students walk away with this misunderstanding that you have to lie down to read the nighttime Shema. So I stood up. My velo od, why does he add that? You might tell me, wait a second, Beis Hillel say you could read it any way you want. So if you lay down, you didn't do against Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel say you could be laying, you could be standing, you could do it any way you want. So I'll tell you, Hani midi d'mateh ve'ata meikara. That's true. If you would have been lying down all along, and then you came time to reach Shema, so you continue, you reach Shema. Aval hacha, but here, what happened? Kevan de'adashta avita zakuf. Being that until now, you were standing. Ve'ashta muteh, and now you lay down to read the Shema. Amri, so the students who see this are going to say, Shema minaka b'chmai sviralu. So, it seems pretty evident. He must hold like Beis Shammai. Shema yirot talmidim ikvah alach al dorot. So then the students might see this and set the halacha for generations to come that it's like Beis Shammai, that at night you have to lie down to read the Shema. So that's why I had to stand up, so the students get it straight that you could do it any way you want. Comes nighttime, you don't have to lie down. You could be standing, sitting, walking. You could read Shema. Tani Rav Yecheskel, asak dibrei b'tshema yasa. Rabbi Cheskel said, if you want to do like Beis Shammai, you're okay. You want to do like Beis Hillel, you're also okay. Rabbi Yosef says, if you did like Beis Shammai, what you did is worthless. Yeah, that's not the way to reach Shema. Ditnan, because the Mishnah says, if someone was sitting in the sukkah, but his table was in the house, Beis Shammai say, we rabbinically prohibit that type of eating in the sukkah, because you might end up going after your table, eating in the house. If your table's in the house, so you might end up eating the meal there. So we say, rabbinically, you can't eat in a sukkah like that. And Beis Hillel will say, that's okay. Beis Hillel came with a refutation. They said, we have a story. We have a precedent. When the elders of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel went to visit Rav Yochanan ben Choranit, they found him in a sukkah where he was sitting in the sukkah, but his table was in the house. And even though the elders of Beis Shammai were there, no one said anything. So you see, they held that's okay. So Beis Shammai retorted, they said, what, that's the proof. You don't have your facts straight. You know what happened in that story. The elders of Beis Shammai said to Rav Yochanan, they said, this is the way you always sit in sukkah. You never did the mitzvah of sukkah your whole life. If you always sit with the table inside the house, you've never did the mitzvah of sukkah. So from here we see that even though it's rabbinic, Beis Shammai say that disqualifies biblically from the performance of the mitzvah. So over here, Beis Hillel wouldn't allow you to do it like Beis Shammai, because again, they're saying, you got to go our way. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Asak Dibrei Beit Shammai Chayav Mita. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, if you go like Beis Shammai, a person's Chayav Misa, Detnan, because we see in our Mishnah. Amar Bitafon Aniti Bava Derech Vitet Kot Kedibrei Beit Shammai V'Sikhan Matzvim Nealistim. Rabbi Tarfon says, I was traveling and I leaned down to read Shema like Beis Shammai and I endangered myself from the armed bandits in order to read Shema like Beis Shammai, say leaning down. Amru Lo, and what did the rabbis tell him? Kedai Yaita L'chov Ba'atzmecha. If you would have gotten killed, you deserved it. Shavalta Dibrei Beit Hillel, because you transgressed the words of Beis Hillel. So you see that even if a guy thinks, oh, I'll be stringent, I'll go like Beis Shammai, it doesn't work that way. You can't just go like Beis Shammai, and that's how we rule halachically. If the nighttime Shema comes, if one is standing in the nighttime Ma'ariv, and it comes time for Shema, he shouldn't sit down. If you're sitting down, you could sit down for the nighttime Shema, you could sit down, you could stand, you could do whatever you want. But you shouldn't sit down right when it comes time for Shema, because that's an indication I'm going like Beis Shammai. And that we don't do. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. You want to stand, you want to sit, you want to do whatever you want, do. But don't give an indication that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. That's incorrect. You don't have to sit down for night, you don't have to stand for the morning Shema. If you're a fidgety type of guy, and you're always standing and sitting and standing and sitting, so everyone knows you're a fidgety type of guy. There's no indication in anything you do. But if you're a guy who's standing, and then comes time for Shema, you sit down to say Shema Yisrael, it looks like you're holding like Beis Shammai in the nighttime Shema. If all the davening you're sitting, and then comes the morning Shema, you stand up for Shema, seems like you're going like Beis Shammai. That's not right. We rule like Beis Hillel, be it nighttime Shema, be it morning Shema, you could say it in any position, provided that it is respectable. One should not say the nighttime Shema when lying on their back, because that's a way, that's disrespectful. You're declaring, God, you're one, you rule the world, you're the master. Oh, I'm lying back, everything's great. Yeah, you're the boss. That's not respectful, it's not the way to do it. You sit down in a respectful way, you say it. You could stand in a respectful way and say it. But to be lying down and say it, that's not the respectful way to say the nighttime Shema.